The reading today comes out of Matthew 17, 1 through 9. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up to a high mountain by themselves. And Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwelling places here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And while he was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came up and touched them and said to them, "Get up and be not afraid." And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. Jesus was there by himself, alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus ordered them, "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The word of God in Scripture, the word of God with among us, the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Well, I've had to change the start of my sermon because I was going to say that no one got up excited that it was Transfiguration Sunday, but I was wrong. You were excited, and I love that. I bet until that moment, many of you didn't notice it said Transfiguration Sunday on your bulletin, or that there was white over here. Maybe you noticed we had to sing a song you don't know very well, "Swiftly Past the Clouds." Oh, it's true, you only sing Transfiguration Sunday's songs once a year. But it's Transfiguration Sunday. And Phyllis Tickle would say that Transfiguration Sunday seems to suffer from the greatest degree of popular acceptance. Ironically, it also enjoys the greatest degree of popular indifference. I mean, no branch of Christianity denies this event. It was recorded in all the Gospels. Three independent witnesses talk about it. It's more like it happened. There it is. Just go on with everything. According to three grown men, Jesus is transformed. Two historical figures move back and forth through time and age, and God speaks. And our reaction to this bit of news is intellectual acceptance and, well, so be it, next Sunday is Lent. It's like the mind kind of ceases to really understand what's going on. It's too much, so we just rather ignore it. And yet we lose something when we kind of walk around this text. So I'm going to invite that we walk right in the middle of it, for maybe there is even a bit of transformation for us. It helps to trace the story back.